So my presentation today is going to go over a little bit of the activities we've been doing the past year in the Center of Excellence in Public Health Workforce Research and Policy. And the center was created in October, so this is our first year of activities we've done in gathering data resources. I have nothing to disclose at this point in time, and I would like to acknowledge everyone in our center team, especially Susan Webb, who's here, and acknowledge that our funding from the Center of Excellence is provided by the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention through a cooperative agreement with the Public Health Foundation. So our research objectives for this project, we got our funding for the center in October of 2008, and we had a list of about 10 to 15 activities we wanted to do. And one of the main ones was to compile all existing research that was out there about public health workforce. So we started out looking at what resources were out there through ASTO affiliates and for states. And we wanted to ultimately make these resources available to researchers through the National Library of Medicine's Health Services and Sciences Research Resources website and our Center of Public Health Systems and Services Research website. Our study design, as I previously mentioned, was to extract public health data resources through ASTO affiliate organizations and through states, and today I'm just going to be talking about the ASTO affiliates. And I was the main one contacting these people, and I contacted them via email, phone, if I saw them at conferences, any way I could think of possible. And here are just some of the ASTO affiliate organizations. This is not an all-inclusive list, but the Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists, the Association of Maternal and Child Health Programs, the Association of State Territorial Public Health Nutrition Directors. And interestingly enough, even though these organizations all had websites on ASTO, some of them didn't have active links for their organizations. So such organizations as the Association of State and Territorial Public Health Social Workers, I had a very hard time finding any information about them because they didn't have their website active for over a year. Okay, so this is our National Library of Medicine Health Services and Sciences Research Resources website. And if you type in within this field, workforce, you'll get at this time about 15 hits. And these include such things as the CSTE, National Assessment of Epidemiology Capacity, the Association of State and Territorial Dental Directors Profile, as well as the EMS Workforce for the 21st Century. And the nursing also has their registered nursing survey. And I'm just going to go through, if you click on one of these individual links, what type of information it's going to provide you about the data resource. Okay, this is specifically for the CSTE. It gives you information about where you can find the individual profile, as well as the source of the organization, and a brief description about what exactly is contained in that resource. And in this epidemiology, it looked at capacity, competence-specific training needs, and barriers to recruitment and retention. We also have keyword search terms. So if you type in any of these terms, you should be able to also get to this profile. We're ultimately going to include within this page contact information within the organization of the specific person you can get to potentially give you the information. But with some organizations, we haven't had success in extracting that information even after continually being in contact with them for over a year. Okay, Some available databases include the Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists National Assessment of Capacity, and these include the 2006 profile, 2004, and 2001. The Association of State and Territorial Dentists, and I believe there's two profiles for that. The American Maternal and Child Health Professionals, and they actually have two profiles that are relatively new. 2008, which includes the professional development and graduation program profiles, and then they've recently updated theirs to include a 2009, which includes retention and recruitment information. The Association of Public Health Survey of Nutrition Workforce, we have the 2006-2007 as well as the 99 and 2000 version. Although two different universities helped conduct that survey, so they may not be necessarily comparable for each cycle, as well as the EMS workforce for the 21st century. So this includes emergency room docs and other first-line responders. And some major limitations of this exercise were that the full or a part of the database may not even be available to potential researchers. One particular case at the Association of Public Health Nutrition Directors, a researcher at the University of Tennessee who conducted the actual research wasn't able to access a major portion of the research she helped conduct. So there's several different channels. Like for this, you would have to contact the government, FDA, I believe, to get the information. Also, since many different organizations or universities conducted each survey year, particularly for the nutrition, the comparability of those databases over time may not necessarily be useful or even feasible. And also, the website isn't an actual data warehouse, and therefore potential researchers either need to contact our center to obtain information about potential databases, and we definitely have contacts for maternal and child health. So if anybody wants that data, we can definitely network people up. But other organizations, we haven't been as successful in getting the organization to give us the raw data or even find someone to contact for the proper channels in them. Our conclusions from this project were that some affiliate organizations were conducting enumeration efforts of their own workforce, but interestingly enough, the ones we thought would be conducting efforts such as, I think, information and surveillance affiliate wasn't conducting any at all. So there's some out there that have been doing it for a while, like CSTE, but others that it hasn't even crossed their minds. Also, the ultimate hope of this is that the compilation of existing resources through these various websites of NLM and the Center of Public Health Systems and Services Research will provide potential access for researchers and increased knowledge of workforce and ultimately foster growth and interest in public health workforce and policy, which will ultimately lead to increasing essential public health service number 8, maintaining a competent workforce. Yes. And capacity, recruitment, retention, whatever.
Oh, it's not just there. Mm-hmm. Do you recall, did you have any connection with the Association of State Territorial Directors of Nursing?
I contacted them, and they sent out an email to individual states, and there were some states that were doing efforts within their own population. North Carolina and I believe Florida and a couple others were doing things, but it didn't seem like there was a wide national.
Mm-hmm. I'm just aware of a colleague who's done task force analysis, not task force analysis, tasks,
Yes.
Our basic goal is to facilitate additional research and put, you know, put researchers together. And we also sponsor a session on workforce research at the Kingdom Conference in April. And Robin has spent hours on the phone and applied to various groups. We also facilitate data use agreements for researchers because it's very, nobody wants to release their data, we understand that, but we'd like to be able to give you a contact. You can call and talk about the project that we had the interesting discussion with them.
Hi. I was curious, NACHO has National Association of City County Health Officials. I didn't see that listed unless when I was sitting in the corner, I missed that.
We're just looking at ASTO affiliates
okay.
right now, but NACHO we've looked at, and that's definitely on our radar of getting information.
Because I'm wondering, in the work you've already done, I know that in Iowa, the data that has been available through NACHO, and we've actually had quite a high participation rate by our local health departments in Iowa, yet we know that the definition and the physicians and the classic, and the, just the titles or the duties are vary so greatly that we're having a hard time. We're trying to do some education to make sure that, well, I think this last round, I think it'll be a little bit better because we've been trying to do some more communication and education to try to get people to respond to those surveys at least more similarly, even if they haven't actually made the changes within their personnel system and classification. I just was wondering, are you finding that in some of the other research you've done that there's it's difficult because the physicians aren't titled the same
mm-hmm.
or you don't have complete descriptions of their duties to know that you're actually comparing apples to apples?
Oh, definitely, and each state is very different. Like epidemiologist qualifications in particular, I noticed they could be high school, like on up to PhD for some states, and then you have to have that master's to PhD for others. So I think it's going to make it very difficult to compare. Our next phase, we're trying to get the TRAIN data, which is a national education database. The problem with that, if you've got like a particular position, like the state public health nutrition director, well, there's only one in a state, so getting de-identified information has actually been our biggest challenge for everything, and I think we'll be successful with getting the TRAIN data.
And are you interested in actually coming up with a recommended number for what, I mean, one of the problems I think in public health is we can't say we need X number of people to serve this size population. Are you going down that path? As far as a question,
like ratios?
Yeah, the ratios. Are you working on thinking about that at all, or are you finding that others have done any identification of ratios?
There's, yeah, go ahead.
Yes. we really are not doing it, very small grant from CDC, so we're really not doing any independent research, but we have quite an interesting national board in Earl Cox. Is on our board, and he's doing a lot with nursing staffing models. Mm-hmm. And actually, we were talking about this in the leadership session this week. You know, we have no idea what a model public health department should look like, and we don't have ratios yet of, that I'm aware of anyway, of what the staff should be. But I'll put in a plug here for the Journal of Public Health Management Practice. The new issue is out. It's on workforce. Hugh Tilson is going to be here, he tells me, at the booth today. I think it's only days that he's at the conference. But Carol Crawford from the Office of Workforce Development at CDC has been very instrumental in pushing this agenda within CDC. So it's getting revived from the time that Bud and I worked together in FIPPO. And real beginning effort, but it's tough. There's a new Center of Excellence, by the way, in workforce capacity at the University of Michigan and at Bolton. Who has done the research with CSTE is the director of that center. So.
And one thing that's been really interesting about trying to obtain the data with maternal and child health, we were actually able to link up a doctoral student for their dissertation with the project, and somebody who worked directly with capturing the data is now going to be her mentor on it. So a lot of these organizations seem like, especially that one, they're willing to let you have the data if you're willing to have one of their people as one of your mentors on the project.
That's Hershey, by the way.